Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We are back. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode, another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. And I welcome you, my brothers and sisters. I welcome you to the show. In fact, I thank the Most High. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very important things. Yes, some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, yes, for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, yes, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy it. But the Most High has a plan. He will bring to bear all that He has promised, all that He has imagined, all that He has conceived. Your blessing in this earth unto the glory of His name. He has a plan to bring it all to bear. My brothers and sisters, we must understand that the word of the Most High will not return to him void. Again, he will accomplish his word, his promise, will accomplish all that for which he has sent it. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who count it a blessing. I said, who would count it a blessing that when they have opportunity, to rediscover, those very precious truths that the whole world has sought to hide. Blessed are they who, when they have opportunity to rediscover such blessed truths, rejoice, knowing that indeed in recovering that which for so long was lost, men again have opportunity. I said opportunity to fully repent, to be made whole, even that much more wise than the wisdom, the righteousness, the justice of the Most High. For his grace, his blessing, is that he reveals the truth of what is his righteous expectation, that we no longer remain subject to those who would hide and deny us access to the knowledge of the truth. The scripture says, we're not under the law, but under grace. Realize the law of this world is a divide and conquer tactic. Hey, kings and rulers of the earth, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the forms thereof. There's an international law, divide and conquer rule, to keep people from discerning what indeed is the righteousness of Yah. Men being taught so many diverse ideals, standards, misadministrations, mockeries, and misrepresentations, that when the truth comes, how many of my brothers and sisters will know to believe, know to accept, know how to discern, how to obey what indeed is a report of righteousness? I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, very, very important thing to know, that for salvation's sake, that all might agree that the will of the Most High, the Messiah, comes, because a standard, yes, indeed, on this earth, a standard must be raised, that no longer shall there be any more doubt as to what indeed is a righteous requirement the Most High has established for the blessing, for the oneness, for agreement, for peace, for solidarity, for strength, and even the eternality of a faithful people. If there are those, my brothers and sisters, that rather than realizing him, the awesome sovereignty of the Most High, they would prefer to believe after the dimensions of conscience that they have attained and all the multitude of differences that exist in the world, there are those that would prefer to believe that according to what seems wise in their own hearts, that they have already discerned that one magnanimous, cumulative, pure and perfect, complete standard that is the righteous requirement of the Most High, that is the mandate for the Most High as to what indeed is that one standard that all must agree unto if we are to say that indeed we are saved. Let me explain. The word salvation relates a deliverance from all the powers of darkness that would hide the truth from you, my brothers and sisters. The concept of salvation is to be delivered from all those who misrepresent the pure, perfect will of Yah. Concept of salvation, my brothers and sisters, relates mankind being made whole, confirmed in all things. I pray you will hear me. Man being made acknowledged as confirmed, sealed, vouchsafed, true unto all as the righteous requirement of Yah. Again, my brothers and sisters, even to say that one is saved, to say he's obtained access, discernment, beyond all the obstacles of this misruling, misrepresentative age, that he might have direct access I said direct access to all that is required from on high as a mandate for all mankind to be made one in agreement with Yah eternally, even in all things. Scriptures tell us that in the beginning, from the very beginning, is the word, the plan, the purpose of the Most High, who made all things according to his design, directive, desire. My brothers and sisters, how many among men are in bondage, the servants of another, because they have not discerned what the Most High declared from the beginning? I said what the Most High declared from the beginning. As prerequisite design and desire of the Most High, all things working together from the beginning. So the man say, my brothers and sisters, looking around, looking at the world in which we live, and see all the contradictions that exist in it, said the Most High made a multitude of diverse standards contend against him. I would say that whoever would believe this, or would consider such a thing, needs to think again. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, I find it amazing that so many among us today, I was talking to quite a few folks today, and I find it amazing that so many among us are so incredibly self-righteous. And when I say self-righteous, I mean to the dimension that if you were to tell them that anything were lacking, or show them that anything is lacking in their faith, rather than realize that they lack knowledge, they prefer to believe that those particulars of knowledge, which you might find replicating the scripture many, many times, they'd rather believe that those things don't even exist, as if they were unimportant, as if it was not about all that, so that they might exalt what they have called wise unto their own hearts. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that whoever it is, that would consider himself delivered in absence of so many very precious truths that contain in the scriptures. Well, I want you to consider something. All that's required for man to fall short is that he not discern, but always from the beginning, was divine plan, will, and purpose. I got a lot of things I want to talk about tonight. But particularly, in this case, I'd like to talk about something that I've seen today. Some very gross misinterpretation of scripture. I'm sure those who I saw with this most misappropriation are not the only ones who take this very precious scripture completely outside of context. Given that consideration, knowing the need to fix it in fear of the Most High, or the capacity to discern again the secreted things, capacity to bring all things to remembrance, to see again the ancient vision of our ancient Hebrew fathers. By that power, by that spiritual strength, I thank the Most High for what he has granted in this time, that we might see things much more clearly. I'd like to look at a bit of scripture. I'll say I want to look at these things. We can come to these, some of this prayerfully, rather swiftly, and won't take up a lot of time because it's easy enough to see beyond the illusion if we only will allow it, if we choose to reason. The verses I'd like to look at are at the book of Yohanan, John, 10:38. It's important that I do this because I heard some people using these scriptures saying, heaven help us. that the Hebrews are gods. Somebody even wanted to sit back and say that all everybody who is darker complexion is a Hebrew. And that the Hebrews are gods. And that all other people are dogs. I think oftentimes about the scriptures that relate concerning those who refuse to reason. Are we better than they? Are we better than they, my brothers and sisters, if we refuse to reason? People of the Most High, man, one of the ancient words for it is Manu. That's what we look for as Emmanuel. Yah is with us. Yah is with his people. Means that we are the people, our people who are to reason as one with him, because every irrational thought we have, or that we would hold to, is a separation against our being one with him. We must reason together, my brothers and sisters. We must reason as one with the Most High, true to all that he would declare and all that we are required to mutually understand. I have to say, it bothers me. Many have not understood. I mean, I've heard people talk all this stuff about Edom. Edom is the white man, I've heard people say. Heaven help us. The gospel went forth, when it went forth from Jerusalem, it went into all the nations, predominantly in the east, but also in the west. Romans were of European descent. There were some who say that all the those who are lightest complexion are Esau. Well, who were those Romans that converted? Some of them even saying that Esau could never convert. Most High has despised them. Really, what the scripture says is, really, what the scripture that actually relates to, but really what it means is that Esau, Israel has he loved, he said, but Esau has he not preferred. It means that of the two, Most High preferred to show the covenant, even the preservation of his covenant, through Jacob, who came to be called Israel rather than Esau. We understand the two were brothers. So a lot of things, my brothers and sisters, that I've heard that really need to be rectified. We are in the earth, those who the Most High would call to offer reconciliation in the earth, reasoning in the earth. What does it mean when Scripture says Messiah is our peace, both to Jew and Gentile? What does it mean when the gospel Scripture says went forth to the nations? What does it mean when the Scriptures talk about unto him shall the Gentiles seek and his rest shall be glorious? What does it mean, my brothers and sisters, when it says concerning him was called Shalash Shalom, unto him to the gathering of the people being? What does it mean when Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? Excuse me, Revelation 7, the Scripture does talk about redemption of Israel first. Then it talks about people of all nations, tribes, kindreds, and tongues. Shall we say there should be salvation, even global peace in the earth, if one people understands and all others do not? And brothers and sisters, when the Scripture says you henceforth neither Jew nor Greek, and it goes on to say that if you belong to the Kurdi, the righteous one, you're the sons of Abraham according to the promise. Shall men reject the hope of global peace because of a desire to maintain personal grudges? My brothers and sisters, I see a world that people talk all the time about winning debates. And there's no winning of a debate. my brothers and sisters, as long as debate exists, we have a problem in the world. As long as there are double-minded and doubt, there's a problem in the world. There's contention in the world. There's strife, divisions, and something far short of what is divine absolute and expectation. There's a need to understand the greater reality, my brothers and sisters. For as Yah is one, if there even be two differing camps as to what is acceptable unto the Most High, then, my brothers and sisters, we are not, I repeat, we are not saved. As Yah is one, so must all be all his people. How is it that many so quick to talk about their salvation? The godliness, the supposed godliness, as if just to say that there's nothing more than the Most High they might need to consider or recover, that they might be one with him. To say such a thing so easily, my brothers and sisters, is obvious that one does not know Yah. Well, anyone who does know him knows that he has the power at any given moment to show us just how little we do know. Let me look on at these scriptures now. But it's time to fix a lot of damage that's been perpetrated against the truth of the faith for a very long time. Yohanan, John 10:30, 10th chapter 30th verse. Messiah said these words, and I'm going to tell you with a little bit of a paraphrase where you can find these words translated a bit better than what is in the King James Version. Yep. Yeah, see, we have a movie mind. Messiah said, I and my Father are one. Aramaic is translated this way. I and my Father are of one accord. Scripture talks about being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means in the same authority and same understanding that makes the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit one. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to consider these things. Shall two be one in disagreement? It said, and then the Jews took, I'm talking about the King, this is the King James Version, and the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Yeshua answered them, said, many good works. I need to explain something about this, why he said what he said. He said, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me? And the Jews answered, those who were there, many of them, like I said, after the orientation of the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, whatever. My brothers and sisters, I want to say something quickly to you about this idea about faith. You ever stop to consider when Scripture talks about the faith and Messiah was talking about exceeding the varied standards of men, the double-mindedness, the misrepresentations, the partialities of men, that men might come to a sense of absolution? A multitude of pluralist standards cannot be true to the will of one. Salvation requires, I said salvation from misrepresentation requires transcending the contentious misrules, the partialities and perversions of all others. Yeshua answered, said, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works, good works, in other words, things whole and complete, if you will, true, unto the will of the Most High. And he said, those who are there, the Jews answered him saying, for a good work, we stoned thee not. But for blasphemy, they said it was called blasphemy, what he was doing. They said, because thou being a man makest thyself God. That's the way they translated in the King James Version. Yeshua answered them, saying, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. What is the real meaning of this scripture? And it said, if he called them gods unto whom the word of Yah came, and the scripture cannot be broken, or the commandment cannot be broken, why say ye, better way of putting it, why say ye of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, why do you say to me that I blaspheme because I said I am the Son of Yah? These are the words of Messiah. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. If I do, though you believe not me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, with me, and I in him. Okay. I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. Please, with me, examine. Come with me to examine the scriptures relative to this at Psalms. And let's understand the meaning of what's here. Believe me, the original Hebrew didn't always have the same punctuation that men have presumed. That is another point to certainly consider toward deriving the answers to all questions. Psalms 82. It says Psalms 82. Here we are. Psalms 82. We can look at particular 5 through 8. Here we are. They know not, neither will they understand. In other words, men seeking to believe they already have understanding refuse great understanding. They walk, therefore, on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Doesn't mean necessarily, if you will, that the earth, the physical earth itself is out of course, as much as it means that man has strayed from the course, trusted in a multitude of ideals astray, and has in so many ways refused to recognize or repent, humble themselves, reason to repent unto indeed what is true righteousness. Now look at this, 82:6. He said, I've said ye are gods, and all ye are the children of the Most High. And then it said, but ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. It says, arise, O Yah, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. This verse is then bare examination. What does it mean here when he says, I have said, ye are gods? To make a long story short, let's please just examine, number one, this word. But they translated said in the King James Version. It is a verse, is a word, the Hebrew word amar means to appoint, to avow. How about, my brothers and sisters, to command? I've commanded ye are gods. How about that he has commanded his people to be like unto him, and that all who would be called his people are to be children, even disciples, taught, led, guided, strengthened in the wisdom of the Most High, unto his name, authority, sovereignty, plan, and glory. What the scripture said, 82, it's Psalm 82:5, it says, because the people know not, they do not understand, they walk in darkness. How about the idea of the foundation of their reasoning? Out of course. He says, because of this, men should die like men. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this. When the Most High talks about what indeed is godly, it does not mean that it finds termination. That in the Hebrew mind, what is called a god is also a thing that is considered an eternal rule. Denial against an eternal commandment, a statute, will always be sin, will always be separation from the unchanging personality and design of him who is eternal and does not change. He said, but you shall die like men, you shall fall like one of the princes. This is, I heard somebody trying to say here that, you know, hey, the Hebrews are gods. But why did it say you should die like men and fall like one of the princes? How about we're talking about the princes of the, among the nations? But he wanted to use this scripture to relate that the Hebrews are gods and everybody else is a dog. What is that scripture says that we better than they if we are both disobedient? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. I want it to be understood that the Most High has told me directly. I asked him once, many years ago, what is his definition of a true Israelite? And what he told me is that is something that he will have to restore the nature of in righteousness again in the earth. I can only tell you that many years ago he woke me one morning and he told me something that I found later in scripture. He said, there are no more ministers in the earth. None who would heal humanity completely because man has fallen short of the glory. What about the scripture saying exactly that? None righteous, none righteous, no righteous one, no, not one. Most High looked and he saw no intercessor. Why? Because in some ways it means everybody's perceptions was in some way falling short of the pure perfect light. All prophecy relates that it is at a time such as this when the Most High finds it that acceptable time. That in a world that has become blind to the way of peace, he will show again the way of righteousness. And blessed are they who have the anticipation for the righteous one whom the Most High calls to see and reveal righteousness for the blessed good of all. Because quite frankly, till humanity has again discerned what indeed is the righteousness of Yah, it is foolish for a man to say that he is saved. Because to say that a man to say that he is saved or that he is worthy of the confirmation of the Most High according to his own conscience is an actual, that is a blasphemy against the Holy Name. The Most High does not change. He will discipline the nations with a rod of iron. By that, I mean he will discipline the nations by an unchanging and eternal standard. By no means will he compromise his word, his name, nor his authority after the shallow-minded standard of any man. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand then the meaning. Many not discerning the principle of the Holy Name. If you will, Yah with Yah is Yah. Forget that the Most High never decreed a multitude of controversial standards to mock, misrepresent, preach deceptions against his name. I look around and I see among those who call themselves Hebrews today so many different factions. Yes, so many differing factions. But brothers and sisters, if we are godly people, how can we so quickly make such a claim when we don't even have the power to agree? In the name of the Most High, 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, it is written that we all must speak the same thing, no divisions among us. Later in the third chapter, it says there'll be strife and divisions among us because we still function as carnal men. No, my brothers and sisters, not as godly. The reason why Messiah said, if I do good works shown as true to all that the Most High has declared. He said, why do you say I blaspheme or insult him? Brothers and sisters, the one who insults the Most High is the one who calls himself in all things righteous when there's so much more in the Most High that he must yet attain to be found in all things confirmed righteous by him. It is blasphemy or an insult against the authority of the Most High that men consider themselves complete in all things as if they are to judge themselves and even find themselves redeemed according to simply what seemed esteemed in their own hearts. There's one judge, my brothers and sisters. Man is not going to be allowed into the kingdom of Yah because he felt that he was right. My brothers and sisters, remember what I told you before? The Most High can show you at any moment, and you count it a blessing whenever he does, wherever it is that you fall short of the glory, you might have an opportunity to repent. That is the gift. That is the grace. That's the mercy of the Most High. But to be left without that discipline, the scripture says your bastard is not a son. But my brothers and sisters, there are many who walk around from day to day never having heard from the Most High anything that would lead them to finally discern what is necessary that they might repent and reconcile unto him, because they've heard nothing. They think that everything's all right. My brothers and sisters, all whom the Most High loves, he reproves, and he reproves and refines daily. Blessed are they who will understand this and count it a great blessing to have that opportunity. Perhaps with this, we would a little bit better understand the meaning of these words, and I'd like to take it one step further. Isaiah, and I talk about these scriptures often, Isaiah, 41st chapter. Some of you may listen to this show on a regular basis and know exactly where I'm going. Isaiah 41, 21. It's very definitely an Armageddon-like situation. Much prophecy speaks of that one who comes. One scripture calls him the angel from the rising sun, the king of the east. One scripture calls him, well, they put down your King James Version, Cyrus, but he's actually called the Kurdi. The scriptures, my brothers and sisters, speak of one who proved foolish, the wisdom of the wise, to set Israel again, even Jerusalem, upon a firm foundation, to be the shepherd of his people, to bring Israel back to the Most High, transcended all the folly of those who have misrepresented divine righteousness. Well, one scripture in Malachi speaks of him, calls him the Lord whom you seek, who shall suddenly come to his temple. Scripture talks about one who says that no man should hide his iniquity in his robe, because Revelation says concerning him, the one called the King of the East, before whom the rivers are dried up, in other words, the boundaries or the mindscapes of the nations are dried up, that men might see the greater wisdom of Yah. The scripture calls him the King of the East. And it says, blessed are they when he appears who can keep their garments, because many of them, my brothers and sisters, have worn disguises to hide their iniquity, their inequity, or even cause men to not discern the grand injustice that they teach because they wear priestly robes. It means the Most High is going to take his name back, my brothers and sisters. He was stripped naked, put to shame, showed they were but men. Many of my brothers and sisters who claim to have the wisdom of Yah, but my brothers and sisters have been too proud to allow the Most High to make of them the workmanship unto the glory that he intends. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk a little bit about some other scriptures. Yes, indeed. How about Luke 15, 3 through 10? We'll talk a little bit about that too. Think about it. There are many among us who, as I said before, we find what we have lacked, even for many generations. Even though the scripture says these things must be restored, there are many that rather than realize they have lacked these things and fallen short of a covenant, they prefer to say that these things don't exist, these truths don't exist, that they might contend that they have been wise all the time when they've been quite lacking. Brothers and sisters, whoever would rob other men of the capacity to see the light, to exalt themselves as the devil, and all those, my brothers and sisters, who seek the, ride the coattails, if you will, of those whom men exalt, who perpetuate ignorance, and whose avocation is all about flattering people to death, I've heard a lot of pastors, like I say, tell me that if the people are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. My brothers and sisters, blind lead the blind, they all fall in the pit. Because oftentimes men are blind just because they, to receive esteem from men, refuse to see the truth and prefer the others not see it either. But Isaiah 41:21 is a declaration of Messiah to the various kings of the world. Say, produce your cause. Oh, Isaiah 40:27-41:4 says the king should be as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Very much like the scripture we find in Revelation 19:11-21, Messiah rebuking all the kings. Again, that messianic day of judgment. You talk about that place called Harmageddon, or Harasheth of the Gentiles. Ah, the end of the times of the Gentiles. The end of the times of worldly confusion. The Most High declares, who is Yah? That scenario is painted in scriptures again and again. Because for that one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High would send, that they may all know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but the one Yah. He alone is Savior, and his way, his standard alone, my brothers and sisters, is that which, unto which, or by which man may be preserved. So in Isaiah 41:21, it's that statement again. Produce your cause, show your case, bring near your strong arguments, show that you deserve to be called of the Most High. Shows you deserve that you deserve to be preserved. Produce your cause, produce your case. Show yourselves guiltless. If you can, by your testimony and your words, say the Most High, bring forth your strong arguments. You know, like you bring forth your arguments in a case in a court, show that you are worthy to be called guiltless. Said the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth. Let us show us what shall be. If they can show that they are just and their testimony is wise, let us show they've testified concerning what shall happen. Let them show what the Most High declared from former times must be, that we may consider them. Have men considered all things the Most High declared? Hey, think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says Messiah is going to judge mankind for the restitution and restoration of all things, according to all things the Most High spoke by the mouth of his prophets since the world began, have all put these things together to say they indeed have considered them, that they might be wise to follow them. Scripture says kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Why? Because someone Most High has declared comes along. Isaiah 52 says ultimately that his vision, even the revolutionary nature of his revelation, is greater than those who are taught after the sons of men. For this is the one whom the Most High has discipled and disciplined. This is the Son of Yah. It says, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which men have not considered, they should be made consider. Who shall believe his report? But those who consider and discern the fact that indeed they should know by faith that Yah reproves all the differences of man if he is, and he is, Savior. Savior, made whole, considerate of all things, that they might be declared an absolute, beyond all the confusion, beyond all the contention, beyond the debate and doubt. Okay, so this one, Most High sins, having such exceeding conscience. Say, if they are so wise, let them bring forth, show us what shall happen. What did the Most High declare from the beginning shall be? Has that been their testimony? Concerning what the Most High declared and purpose for mankind from the former times, from the beginning, have they declared it? That we may know and consider the value of their testimony. So let them show forth they declare what is the latter end of these things shall be, that they might discern in knowing what is the beginning, what is the eventuality, hey, the nature of what needs be corrected in this present age. Or declare to us, he says, the things that are to come. Show the things that come hereafter, that we may know that you are, they put down gods again. Many times that word can be just as easily translated, of the Most High. He that is of the Most High is therefore, if you will, godly. Shall a man be of him and of another? Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's times they've taken these scriptures with just a few little syllables here and there. A couple of letters sometimes, and throw the thing so far off. Show that you're godly. Show that you're true to the Most High. Show that you have had access and have been true to him. Yea, do good. Show forth what is truly good, complete. Or expose, if you will, what is evil, deviant. That we may be dismayed, astonished, marvel at it, and behold it. Behold, and find, how about see what is wise together? Consider it together. He says concerning these leaders, since they did not declare this absolution. Hear me. Salvation, scripture says, not of works, not after conceits, not after conversation, not after design, not after the fallen false vision of man. As Most High looked upon the people of the earth, even your leaders, and says, behold, you are nothing, you are vanity. Nothing you declare has been a healing, completion of mankind. Your work, the end result of all your efforts, has been a work of naught, not fully in all things pleasing. It's an abomination. It's the work of a man's self-righteous pride. Most High finds abominable all that is prideful, all that will not allow him to shape it fully after his reasoning, to discern beyond all sin, beyond all discrepancy, beyond all plurality, beyond all misrepresentation, beyond all deception. An abomination, says he that chooses you. It means the same thing the scripture says, the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the pit, my brothers and sisters. It says an abomination or misfit or a miscreant, miscreated thing, misformed thing, is whoever it is that follows those who will declare such short-sighted, partial, perverse, far from inspired by Yah, if you will, doctrine. But the Most High says, I've raised up one from the north, and they put down from the north. We've talked about this before. The word is sophon in the Hebrew. Stood up one from the north. They put down, the word actually means, I've stood up one whom, let's just say, is not easily discerned by ordinary observation. Carnal eye and carnal ear don't discern quickly him who does not judge according to what his eyes see, nor reason according to what his ears hear. So I raised up one whose reasoning is not so quickly discerned by the carnal mind or after the orientations of men. He shall come from the rising sun. In other words, like the rising of the sun that breaks forth suddenly to cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. How about even the Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the constancy of that which the Most High promises in eternal covenant according to the his purpose in the making of all things. See, I warned brother from raised up one who the world has chosen not to see his glory. The world has chosen not to see, lest men calling themselves wise be suddenly realized unwise. He should come from the rising of the sun, suddenly like the rising of the sun. Shall he call upon my name? Oh, how about call upon his name in truth and in righteousness? He shall come upon the princes. In other words, all the various principalities, powers, the misruling factions of all the rulers and the nations that have blinded his people as upon martyrs, a pot of treads clay. In other words, he'll put a full end to all the miscreant standards, political, social, pseudo-religious, cultural, social, that a world has embraced. He will squash the irrationalities of all these cages that men have established, whereby men not knowing the righteousness of Yah and knowing that others have not come to full conciliation in this matter, have sought to establish their own unrighteousness. False gods, did you hear me? False standards, false rules, standards that... Think about it. In Hebrew, the concept of that which is of the Most High, a rule, is also an eternal thing. The standard of the Most High remains forever. That means, my brothers and sisters, we should partake of the engrafted word, thoughts of Yah that is able to save, make whole, deliver, confirm our souls true to Him. He should call upon, He comes from the rising sun, should call upon my name. How about into all righteous, all that is divine desire? Should come upon the princes, upon martyrs, the pot of pressed clay. In other words, all things should be shaped according to the expertise, the wisdom of what Yah would have created in the earth. So who has declared this from beginning, that we may know, and before time they may say that He is righteous, or what is the righteousness of Yah? Say, this is the righteous one. Hey, people talk about so many different concepts of what they call righteous. Who is it that discerns what indeed is? Concerning the leaders, say, there's none that shows, yes, there's none that declares, there's none that hears, obeys, understands these words. For the Most High shall send unto Zion, where for a long time there have been no prophets. He shall say, he shall send unto Zion, to Jerusalem, even one who will bring good, whole tidings. Words considerate of all things the Most High declared. Indeed, the gospel of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, for Messiah will indeed come to restore all things according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His prophets since the world began. Even all those things contained in the law and the prophets that the world has chosen to ignore. When Messiah said, your righteousness then must exceed all your contentious rulers, who because they denied the law and the prophets, He said, you must exceed all their contentions, else you should not enter the peace of His kingdom. For He said, but hell, there was no man among them, no counsel that when I asked of them could answer a word or declare that the solution, declare the solution. I'll tell you, these words actually mean to answer a word or declare the solution that was declared from the beginning. That's what it actually means in Hebrew. Behold, they are all nothing. Vanity, works, their conceits, what they create, what they call wisdom, is incomplete. Does not please the Most High. And their molten images. How about their imagination? Same word in Hebrew. Spirit, wind. Are just in a mingled confusion. So it said, behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect and my soul delight. I put my spirit upon him. He should bring forth judgment, justice, all nations. He should discern and cause all nations at last to see the light of divine justice. Fourth verse, he shall not fail nor be discouraged. He shall not teach his fallen standard, nor be discouraged against what is perfect right before Yah, till he said, what indeed is justice, judgment, beyond all inequity and injustice. He shall declare what is righteous before the Most High in the earth, in the isles. So no longer presume, but for wait for, that they may serve according to his law. That will be the deliverance of mankind beyond all those who despise and have denied the truth. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we see these things clearly. It's time to discern them as they are. It's time to clarify things, my brothers and sisters. Because some of a lot of the false pride that men have had, as if to say the Most High has declared a multitude of different standards that are true to Him. My brothers and sisters compel many to worship devils unawares. Israel has a duty, my brothers and sisters. It's the duty of every Israelite to seek all the truth of the Most High, loving the Most High for all that He would reveal and declare. That we preserve that knowledge for the good of us all. For Israel is to be a people one in the Most High. Zephaniah 3:13, speaking no lies, doing no iniquity, having none to harm or dissuade among them. If Israel, my brothers and sisters, become that people, is the duty of everyone who is a true Israelite not to think so selfishly of himself, but to seek the truth beyond all bias. Seeking, my brothers and sisters, in fact, that which is just before the Most High, to be a blessing to mankind, for any man or brothers and sisters who, for selfish reasons, as I said before, would blight the knowledge of the Most High or would lie against the truth of Him and lie against His purpose, as if there was another gospel for peace. My brothers and sisters, anyone who would do that is a murderer, and all who seek esteem from those who seduce, who do this, are also seducers, victimized to become also victimizers. And the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the same pit. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it's time to be discerned beyond all these illusions. No one is confirmed Israel, a people to be preserved, or one with those who have attained that seal of preservation, till we all agree as one. Those who were before us, who have attained to this wisdom, it is with them that those souls who would attain must agree. If your leaders told you otherwise, that in vast lack of knowledge, not expecting reproof beyond all men, that men were delivered because that they had somebody's funeral, an epitaph, and they told them they went to heaven. If they told you that without this wisdom necessary to exceed all those who teach short-sightedness, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that many souls have been lost because of this, because they did not keep, preserve, maintain, or even see the need to be restored to the exceeding word of the Most High when it was offered. And quite frankly, I look at the idea about a lot of pastors do. And if men really believe that after these men who lie against the word would keep men in darkness, they believe that their word is sufficient to have anybody enter into the kingdom of Yahweh, when they themselves are guilty of so much denial against the truth that's in the law and the prophet. Anyone who believes that those higher speakers have power to pronounce the salvation of any man, let them think again. The scriptures relate the Messiah comes to bring salvation to a world where all have fallen short of the glory. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have felt so often that subject to those who would hide, deny the truth, who have been made partakers with those who see the bribe to their advantage, lacking the knowledge of the truth? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men feel that as partakers with the sons and daughters of darkness, they shall yet have the light of life? My brothers and sisters, one who would murder so many souls, not compelling men to seek the fullness of what is intended by Yah, that we agree. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, would murder so many souls, flattering men to death, shall they who have caused the destruction of so many souls, shall they have life? I tell you again, they've already sold their souls. I said they already sold their souls along the path of destruction. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that such as this should be found worthy of redemption, who have wittingly and knowingly defied and lied against the salvation of Yah? And I dare to tell you that whoever, my brothers and sisters, has not sought, and upon finding the truth, whoever has not sought, my brothers and sisters, declare what I call the gospel of Shiloh, relative to Genesis 49:10, Isaiah 40 through 43, 44 through, really all the way out to the 66th chapter, Isaiah 59, all the prophecies saying the Messiah comes because the whole world is blind. Whoever will not tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there's a need to repent unto the greater wisdom when the wisdom is revealed, whoever will not tell you that there's a need to humble oneself unto greater righteousness when righteousness is revealed, whoever would deny men the opportunity to be made whole because they don't want to admit where they have been falling short or lost, whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not admit that they've lost knowledge of the truth for a long time, till the scriptures talk about that, those latter days when things will be brought in remembrance, whoever will refuse to acknowledge the greater truth because they don't want to admit or they've fallen short, my brothers and sisters, is a robber and a murderer of many. And my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say, if a man sin willful after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice to be offered for his sin. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that whoever it is, would have opportunity to see the truth and refuse it. Why would they complain? It means that if ever they would have found it, they would have stood against it. There's a truth and a dimension of truth, my brothers and sisters, that if you believe the Most High will bring to bear what he has said he would bring to bear, when you find it, you cannot turn away. No turning back. What was that thing in the movie Matrix? It gave that choice between the red and the blue pill. Yeah, buddy. Brothers and sisters, how many for the sake of the esteem of men would have preferred that that blue pill rather than the red one that reveals reality? How many want to stay in that dream world? Upon waking, they will find out, because they prepared for nothing with only a nightmare. Well, I'd like to continue on. We've been talking a lot in the last few days. I see a bit of time. Especially as Passover approaches. Just a few days off now. We've been talking about the idea about how all the feasts of the Most High are certainly times of memorial. We've been talking about the memorial. By that I mean times in which we are collectively as a people to seek the remembrance of all things the Most High has declared, that we might have preservation as a people, even the recovery of what is necessary to become again a strong people, beyond all the distractions of those who would hide the truth. Because believing, my brothers and sisters, till we find the truth that we should always have known, my brothers and sisters, we are in bondage to those who hide the truth from us. Many think they keep Torah only because they have not discerned all that is in Torah. How can you keep something, my brothers and sisters, full and intact according to its initial condition when that level of consciousness you have not yet discerned? Scripture says, let no man consider himself so wise before the time the Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things, the things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah, because until then, my brothers and sisters, man praises whoever it is that kept their plane of conscience at the lesser level at which it exists without the light, the greater light. It's time we see the reality, my brothers and sisters. Transcend the deception that we might perceive, for every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, we've been talking about even such topics as what is proper meat and drink for those who would believe. We've been talking about scriptures like in Leviticus 3:17. It says the statute. Hey, a statute for us for all generations. We need to fatten the blood. Certainly not eat meat with the blood. Ezekiel talks about the same, my brothers and sisters. That we should, if we eat meat with the blood, if we think we shall inherit the land. Again, the scriptures talk about we should think again. Talk about the scriptures at Ezekiel 33:25-26. We need to consider, my brothers and sisters, Most High has a plan whereby he would declare for his people to die by which we might have life. Shall we defy that principle, my brothers and sisters, and the gift of life that comes with it and still expect to have that life? Shall we defy what is necessary unto the mutual health of ourselves as a people, spiritually, mentally, and physically, and still say, my brothers and sisters, we have a right to life, we would tempt one another toward the negative? I would simply say to you, my brothers and sisters, that think about such things as this. Romans 14, let's look and consider again something I said last night. Scripture says, bear the burdens of the weak, but not under doubtful disputations. There are doubtful disputations when we all, for some reason, do not agree. One scripture says that in Isaiah 45, that men are like potsherds arguing with Potsherd because they've argued against the Most High himself. If one is to be our peace, how should we maintain doubtful disputations? Every man wanted to call himself wise after the persuasions of his own heart. How should we in that be true to the will of one? If there's one judge, we should all be persuaded after the will of the one judge. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is reason. We talked about Romans 14. I'm just going to relate a few points quickly. We talked about these things in the last few days. It talks about it's better that we eat no meat, drink no wine, and do anything we cause our brother to stumble. We know somebody has a weakness where he abuses a thing, or, for instance, hey, among Gentiles, do you think they know the difference between properly kosher and prepared meat that's been drained of his blood according to the law the Most High has granted in Leviticus, and the priests were taught to perform, and the people knew if they were going to eat of any animal they were taught to perform when draining of blood? Do you think they knew the difference between that after the manner there was a sacrifice after the manner offered to idols? Hey, not eradicating the blood, not eradicating the fat. Hey, not knowing which parts of the animal are and are not to be eaten. A sacrifice after the manner offered to idols. And after the manner which the Most High has required of his people, that they be a healthy people. You think they knew the difference? Some people just say, I want some meat. Whether it's kosher or not, whether it's meat that's considered clean or not, it's not an issue to them. They just want the meat. Well, Paul talked about the idea about saying, hey, I will eat no meat, I drink no wine, if it causes my brother who has a weakness for these things, an indiscriminate weakness for these things after the desire of his flesh, hey, I will not seek to tempt them in an errant manner. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who are far better that they taught themselves to become vegetarian, if you will, rather than partakers, that was the Most High says, the detriment to us, the health of his people. Some of you might say, well, you know, nobody ever said anything wrong with meat. Oh, but he said, kill and eat, but do not eat the blood. Way back in Genesis, the Most High told his people that. Genesis 9, 4 through 6. We talked about the reason why. We talked about the idea about, even doctors would tell you, blood, fat, putrefaction in the colon. Hey, talk about how about the result of that gravy, that blood and fat intermingled. Scripture talks the blood of unclean carcasses in Isaiah 65. It says the people who partake of these things are smoke all day in his anger. The Most High wants a healthy people. We talked about the idea about how partakership of these things causes putrefaction in the colon. Countries that don't partake of such things, you hardly ever hear about colon cancer among those people. You don't hear about so much heart disease. Most High calls it an abomination. Yes, indeed. He calls it an abomination because it's man choosing to use a thing after a manner which the Most High calls an abuse. Because rather than it being food, I want you to think about this. Food does not have, what's the word, side effects towards your detriment. True food is supposed to be a nutrient, good for the body, taken in right proportions, supposed to be for the strengthening of one, not unto his weakening or demise in any way. There's a lot of things out here, my brothers and sisters, this thing they call FDA calls food. And my brothers and sisters, this Franken food is not to the good of the body at all. One of these times I'm going to have to take some time out to talk about how many times so-called institutions that are supposed to be protecting the health of our people have been bribed. Yes, indeed, and to the detriment of many. Look up that word. I'll just put it like this, aspartame sometime, and try to find out how it got into the human phone chain. Not a natural substance. As one, just one to talk about, but there are many others. Various dyes. D-Y-E. That's something people know, those who study know these things are cancerous. But somebody paid a little bit of pocket change somewhere. Aspartame. I just talked about this for a minute. Go back and look about when this was called legal. and noticed a sudden rise in diabetes, completely off the chart, within a year after being called legal for human consumption. Lots we could talk about, yes indeed. But I want you to consider, what does it mean when the scriptures say that all things the Most High has written of old for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scripture might have hope? Did he say we have hope after less than a sickitude for all? Did he say we have hope? Did he say we have peace? If we all want to pick and choose as we will? Scripture says that we all might be like-minded, bringing all the nations, regardless of what has been their orientations, obedient, like-minded in word and deed. Anything less, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is not a pattern of life. And we must all be considerate, brothers and sisters, for one another to do that which ultimately is for our mutual good and not to the detriment of any soul. I used to always tell so many, I've said it many times, about the idea of whoever will help you hurt yourself is not your friend. The inverse is also true. I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. In Colossians, scriptures talk off in the second chapter. And it says, amongst other things, around the 2 and 8, it says, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world and not after the Messiah, not after the purity, not after the righteousness of him who reproves all the principles and powers. Think about it. Shall you be beguiled to walk after the patterns which you know Messiah comes to reprove? Or shall you better be counted wise to discern those things which in advance, in so many ways the scriptures say Messiah shall rebuke, as people at last be freed, at last be cleansed, at last be enlightened unto life. Which would you prefer? He said, beware, then man beguiled after the principle of the world, which Messiah made an open show of, prove foolish. He said, you made complete in him. Beware, the same man beguiled after the principles that the Most High will call and always has called a detriment. We're told this in advance. He said, like I said, the scripture said you made complete in him. It did not say you made complete, made whole, confirmed. Hey, think about it this way. A table has four corners. Is it firm if there are only three corners at it, three legs at its edges? Scripture says he's going to shake all things by his word, the fullness of what it is. Only that which cannot be shaken remains. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider, indeed, what the scripture said, we must consider all things. It's our mutual responsibility. And a love for Yah, a love for all that he is according to a covenant. Would man dare to say, would you think somebody really liked you if they said, hey, I like you if you cut off your arm, you snatch out an eye, or you let me cut off your nose? Would you say that was your friend? Think about it. Well, men have done the same thing the Most High for ages. Men have fashioned what they love according to their own desires and told the Most High to deny himself. That they mutually destroy one another and refusing a standard by which the people might mutually agree, love, and cooperate. Colossians 2nd, it says, therefore, let no man, how about let no man after the shallow-mindedness, the orientations of the nations, act as your judge regarding what is proper meat and drink, beginning of the month, the new moon, the feast days, and the Shabbats. How should those, my brothers and sisters, who don't have the revelation from on high, be teachers concerning the keeping of those things which Yah has decreed according to his purpose? When the Son of Man said the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath, what he was saying is that the priest didn't understand what needs to be taught in it, that people might be made whole. The very word Shabbat means to be made whole. it leads to completion, like the end of the week, if you will, seventh day. The reason why there's a time for rest, to meditate upon those things by which the Most High made the earth. Think about it. First day, all these days, the days of the creation led up to the day the Most High, the scripture says, he meditated, if you will. He rested upon, he rested and looked upon the things that he had created, and he rested, and he blessed and sanctified that day. Man in the Shabbat is to contemplate the nature of all the Most High declared, the beauty of all the Most High declared, recognize what is his plan, his purpose, in the midst of this order and glory, to magnify and glorify the Most High, in discerning the Most High's plan for all things, that man might be consistent and in order with the universe around him, and all things the Most High has created under the magnificence of his glory. Well, shall my brothers and sisters, shall it be that those who have no knowledge of these things, less concept of these things than the Creator, shall they declare to you what is the remembrance of what is the Most High declared, knowing what is best for your physical health, proper meat and drink? Beginning of the month, the times again, Most High has declared, again, new moons are also a type of Shabbat. The Most High has declared these times for meditation and the knowledge of his will. Even keeping up with the variances of the variance passes of the various seasons changes. Isn't it something that the seventh month of the Hebrew year is also the end of the agricultural year for his people? Something to think about, my brothers and sisters. Having to do with the fruition of the fruits of the earth. Proper meat and drink, the beginning of the month, the feast days. What is proper in the feast of the Most High, the Shabbat? Shall these days be consecrated after the designs of men, or unto the full remembrance of all the Most High has declared? These are the times the people came together, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of all nations, to assure that they in all things were agreed and of one accord. For truly, my brothers and sisters, if Israel is divided in any way, it is sin. We have the mutual obligation to seek what is necessary, that when we come together to discern the ways of Yah, we all are well equipped with a firm foundation upon which to grow. Much scripture in Ezekiel, for instance, speaks of how Messiah will be utmost incensed, angered, because the rulers have not fed the flocks. So much so that upon the people being granted opportunity to see in his appearing the truth, in his appearing, and their ability to finally last see the truth, many will refuse to accept it, lest they recognize their folly, and some have just been entirely too proud. Quite frankly, many just simply don't have the foundation upon which to understand the magnitude and implications of his word that is line upon line, precept upon precept. Should the Most High be pleased with this? Think again. So he says, let no man act as your judge. No man after ignorance, shallow-mindedness of the variant rulers of the earth. How can the variant rulers of the earth declare an absolute? How can they declare what is peace? Watch out for the principalities and powers, he said. The intrusions of the principalities and powers that they create an orientation where men lack the recognition of the power to discern their iniquities, their injustices. Do you think a multitude of nations are declaring their own ideas of the law, have declared justice before one? Think again. Think again. Just giving a few basic ideas that contain in Colossians 2 regarding this. for a lot of things that I've said with regard to these things. Please, my brothers and sisters, I would say in the last week I've had quite a few shows that begin to explain a whole lot of these concepts. They're needed, my brothers and sisters. Hey, Passover's coming up. Now, I ask the question to many of us, do we really want to show that we're worthy to escape this Babylon? My brothers and sisters, the Most High promised deliverance for those who would know his ways, not those who refuse it. He already said in Hebrews and in Psalms 95, concerning what was called the provocation of those in the wilderness. Wow. People in the wilderness have not attained to the goal without a home, led astray. Resist the directions home and say they deserve to have a place in the land of promise. Think again, brothers and sisters, think again. I can only tell you, quite a few years back, I just didn't tell you about a scenario and a dream. The Most High is saying, I'm going to take you back to the beginning. A lot to be recovered, my brothers and sisters. Much to be recovered. All that's required for man to fall short is him to fall victim to one of those institutions of man that will deny the truth of this from the beginning. At the end result, either men be left falling short. 1 Corinthians 8th chapter. I'd like to look at it real closely. We're getting into some scripture now that I'm looking at, say, about 8 minutes left. Let me see if I can lay some foundation for some things that I know some might require a bit more explanation concerning. 1 Corinthians 8. Now, touching, he says, or considering, or regarding, or concerning, if you will, things offered to idols. How about things after the manner offered to idols? Many might not understand what I'm talking about here. Remember what I said before? Gentiles, when they began to sacrifice an animal or an idol, or sacrifice something, put it like this, they sacrifice something, and you're talking about things here being eaten. There was a big difference between the way the Most High declared that his people should make a sacrifice versus what was common among Gentiles. And say a Gentile just simply strangle something, pop it upside the head, whatever, and throw it on the flame. Most High said there was a technique that had to be learned. A letting of blood, casting aside of the fat, the entrails, organ meats, a method whereby the blood was drained from those parts of an animal that they could be legitimately eaten. He says, now touching things after, I hope you will understand, is after the manner of the idol. We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but charity, love, edifies. No, we should desire what is for the good of one another. Should we desire anything less and say we deserve to be called among the brethren? And so if any man thinks he knows anything, he knows it not yet as he ought to know it. There's much to be discerned in the Most High. But if any man love Yah, know Yah, the same is known of him, because the Most High can always pull your coattail about and show you how little you know of him, and how much more you could know of him if you only allow him to guide your mind and your heart. And it says in 1 Corinthians 8 and 4, we talked about these scriptures earlier in Acts 15, Acts 10. And again, my brothers and sisters, please understand, sacrifice of the manna offered to idols was something that the Gentiles might have brought into the temple, and the scriptures considered, declared that the apostles made the direct declaration to the Gentile nations that they should not bring into the temple their fornications, their pollutions, or let's just say their uncleannesses, after the idolatries or the vanities of their hearts. It also said animals strangled and from blood. We've talked a lot about what those scriptures mean. And what we come to find is that to this very day, many in the churches, most in the churches, have refrained from none of these things. In fact, the churches allow them as foundation of what they call faith. Hey, well, you think that Christmas and that, or that Easter ham or that Thanksgiving unkosher turkey is all about? What do you think about all the frivolities that some people have on what they call holy days that were anciently nothing but lascivious orgies? What about the idea that, my brothers and sisters, so many of the symbols you see in the church have pluralists? Let's just say they have pluralist figureheads. Yeshua and Santa Claus. Yeshua and a bunny rabbit that lays eggs. Look back at the pagan origins of that idea. There's an article on my website called Bacchus Connection. It would do much to help many to understand how these things have been preserved in the midst of the churches. Because quite frankly, pagans didn't want to repent of their iniquity, and they wanted to preserve their iniquity, and they found ways to lie at these things, enter the church, and be counted by many a foundation upon which their faith is established. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, upon these faulty foundations, men have only fallen short and not come to fully in the knowledge of the truth. Upon faulty foundation, my brothers and sisters, everything the men do in so many ways is still falling short. Nothing is clean, my brothers and sisters, until it's clean. Nothing is whole until it is whole. Please understand. He says, concerning therefore the eating of things that are offered and sacrificed unto idol, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is none other holy one but Yah. Well, Most High is the one who declared the purpose of all things. If man says something, then sacrifice in the name of an idol, that does not change his nature. But my brothers and sisters, if something is prepared outside a divine purpose, outside divine instruction, that is abuse. That is idolatry. That is man's vanity. That is self-will. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what Paul was saying. I'm looking at the time. We've got about, 2 minutes and 17 seconds. Well, if he said it, 1 Corinthians 8 and 9, but take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to those who are weak. Realize he calls it, when is alcohol, if you will, out of line? I mean, I don't drink alcohol, but I'm just going to say something to you. About all the alcohol I've had in my life, probably getting a cup, single one cup, and that's all put together. But there are those who abuse it because they have a strong taste for it, and they get drunk. Well, let me tell you something. The only contact you have with Most High is your mind. If he said that partaking then of meat that has not been prepared rightly is an unhealthy thing, or you cause men to be tempted to do something they should not, or over partake of wine, strong drink. Hey, let me tell you something. You can take me to a wine cellar and I just walk in and walk right back out. No big deal to me. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who see something like that and mouths get to water and can't stand it. Got to have it. Well, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says you should do all things considerate of one another. 60 seconds. It means, my brothers and sisters, that then things can be a stumbling block. That means it's still an obstacle if we do not use it rightly. Paul talked about the idea about if you invite into a pagan man's house. He said, talking about those things they would partake of for conscience, even for edification's sake. You said according to his conscience, because that's not something he wants. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have these things as a desire. Mature soul will think about what is better, what is most healthy. And if man already has the conscience to know these things are not to be done, those who would do them before them would weaken their conscience, weaken their resolve. Should we not consider, sisters? a duty of every Israelite to discern all things. We be for the good of one another. Hey, they tell me I got about 10 seconds. I'm wanting to move further into this. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near to his mighty honor and praise always. Hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. More to be said, more to be realized. Hey, there's a dimension, my brothers and sisters, of all things that need to be discerned beyond all that we presently understand. As Yah continue to teach us, we might be called, confirm his disciples. Those are worthy to be continually taught, reverent unto him.